I was going to ask you also about durva and mesothelioma. I saw there was a paper at ASCO on that, not to get too far off that, but any comments about that?
Well, certainly the CTLA-4s by themselves have looked pretty dismal in mesothelioma. You know, I think the checkpoint inhibitors, a PD-L1 inhibitor like durvalumab, you know, basically could be a way forward in the refractory setting since we don't really have anything except things like gemcitabine or vinorelbine. But again, I'd go back to Nivo-Ipi. I think some of the data there, I was the biggest skeptic of Nivo-Ipi in the beginning because of toxicity issues and not convinced it's better than single agent checkpoint. But the data with Nivo-Ipi in various malignancies has been compelling. And as we get a little bit more accustomed to dealing with side effects, I think that doublet is here to stay in probably a number of different malignancies besides melanoma and renal cell.
Well, also, I get the feeling that as people play around with the dosing of the Ipi, this maybe is not as terrible as it was in the beginning.
Yeah, you know, Matt Hellman's pivotal trial, I always talk about this because it's right there in the publication. They did study an every 12-week dose of 1 mg per kg Ipi. And if you look at the data from a phase 1 study, it looks as good as the every 6-week dose of Ipi. To me, reinforcing the idea, maybe you just need a little bit, you know, sprinkled here and there. In that example, you know, 4 times a year. This idea of giving Ipi every 3 weeks, you know, to me seems unreasonable. It may be a tumor-specific issue. I think you probably need little Ipi. You need some, but not as much as, you know, some of the studies have suggested we need to do.